Gwyneth Paltrow came up with the term conscious uncoupling when she was getting divorced. Now we've got Emma Watson saying she's self-partnered. Why this desire to come up with a new term to describe being single?
Sure. I think the word single sometimes doesn't convey the richness and fullness that can happen in a single person's life. It doesn't acknowledge the fact that a single person might have really healthy friendships and relationships with their family. And, you know, here at the Washington Post a couple of years ago, we coined a term soloish to describe the idea that a single person's life is their own, but it's also full of other fulfilling relationships beyond a partner.
But I mean, is it a sort of more euphemistic way of kind of describing a state that, I mean, you're still single at the end of the day?
You know, it's hard to know why Emma chose the term. It is resonating with people on Twitter and stuff, sometimes in a joking way. People saying that, you know, they're going to tell their nosy relatives when they inquire about their dating lives that they're self-partnered. But I think for her, it was a chance to say, like, no, I'm happy single. And, you know, sometimes the word single can sound like something is lacking or that a person is looking for a partner, and that's not always the case. So plenty of single people are happy that way, and self-partnered might be a good way to describe that.